Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! That's right. See, gone but not forgotten.
Right.
It's one of my favorite quotes, Pete. It's big in the wrestling world. How can I miss you if you don't go away? And here we are back in your feed, your KC Morning Show. Yippee Fri-yay! This would be that show we call Fri-yay. Ba-ba-ba-baby!
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. First show of the week, last show of the week.
That's so... Nothing has been more on brand with us. We do the least on this program.
We at least try to do that. It's a Friday show, so we are presented by our good friends at Charlie Hustle. We'll talk about some shirts in a couple moments here. Right now, your weather in Kansas City.
Woo!
I know you're wondering, how is it going to be today?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hot.
Say that word. Say them two words.
Damn hot.
It's not those two, the other two.
High of 93, low of 72. I know you want the real feel.
Oh, Pete, want, right? It's been too long. Break me off with that real.
So right mid-morning, it'll be 82. It'll feel like 84. So that's a 2-degree increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
On your real feel. Humidity at 49%. Your weekend outlook, as soon as I click off this ad, I'll be able to read it to you.
I mean, you really have just been lacking. You had a week to actually get a good app.
Yeah. High of 93, low of 72 on Friday. Sunny. Winds will be the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies early, then thunderstorms develop late. Low
Give me the voice.
72 degrees Fahrenheit.
Give me that voice.
Saturday, a.m., thunderstorms, morning, rain. Not even just the dew. It'll be more than the dew. It'll be scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy late. High of 89, low of 68, and then sunny on Sunday. Mm-hmm. See how that works. High of 87, low of 69. So really the only problem that you might run into is tomorrow, and that is in the morning. Chance of rain is...
Man, you have really taken this weather very seriously. I'm not going to lie to you.
We got a 50% rain.
I've lost track.
Chance of rain.
Uh-huh.
Those thunderstorms in the morning. T-storms in the morning.
T-storms.
Then partly cloudy late. Pea cloudy late.
We've never made it the entire...
Keep this in mind, Hartzell.
This is the entire length of this intro. We've never made it this far before.
You're just a little guy.
Uh-huh.
Storms may contain some strong gusty winds in the morning, so don't be outside. You might blow away.
Hey, I'm moving this weekend, so hey, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Well, you're going to move everything, and then you're going to blow away into the wind.
Man, we're going to make it the entire length of this song. Finish it up with something in 5 seconds.
I don't have anything else to say. That's it. That's all I got.
Your news break on your KC Morning Show. How you been, man?
Pretty good.
How's your week been so far?
Well, I was supposed to start vacation on Monday. I was talking about that last week. And then the biggest story of the year happened for the Chiefs. So I delayed the vacation until Wednesday. So now I'm in, well, I guess it would be day three. I'll return to work on the website on next Wednesday. So it's been good. It's been relaxing. I woke up yesterday, I putzed around for a little bit, and then I went back for a nap. That was pretty much my day yesterday.
How nice does that feel? I know you loved it, too.
It's been good. Mm-hmm. It's been good. I've been taking it.
Because the first thing you said when you walked in here was, yeah, hey, we gotta get this thing moving. I gotta get back to the sheets.
Yeah.
Sween gets back to the sheets.
It right now is what I would call my own hibernation. And you are ripping me from that. So that's okay, though. I mean, I'm here for the people, more for the people than for you, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching The Wire. Like last night, I was able to get a little.
Yeah, you feel like you coming in here real boned up today. You definitely watched The Wire.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A little Za from Johnny Joe's, which is the best place in Kansas City. I have a problem too. When
it's
you go on the
statement.
Highway,
bold statement.
Minsky's puts best pizza in Kansas City. And look, if you like Minsky's, you like Minsky's. Minsky's is at best like sixth on the pizza list.
You're putting all this on the record, man. I hope you know what you're doing. I ain't saying a damn thing.
It is.
I love it. I love everybody.
Yeah. Right.
All pizza matters.
It's just a false advertising. I think Johnny Joe's should get a billboard behind them and say, no, Minsky's, we're really the best.
Are you fishing for some sponsorship right now?
Love Johnny Joe's is my personal favorite in Kansas City.
You've been taking the week to hustle because this is the placeholder studios here at Westport. Yeah. Sponsors always pending.
I'm surprised. You would think that Disney and George Lucas would have some kind of deal in here from the look of all the Star Wars stuff that we now have in
here. If people saw our picture we posted on Instagram, they will see the full.
You do look a little like Yoda. Now that I look at you.
What are you trying to say?
No, it's a good look. He's a cute little guy. What?
Shut up, man.
No, he's a cute little guy. Good bud.
Hey, why don't you tell our KC Morning Hoes that we're trying to do a thing. We want to make a thing happen.
What do you want? What do you mean?
I
want
to win. I want to win an award. I don't win things anymore. It's been so long since I've won something.
What do you want to win?
I want to win a pitch award. I want to win the pitch award for best podcast.
Yes, they're doing.
That's what I want.
They're doing the pitch awards. You can get information on our Instagram channel right now. You have to go to Arts and Entertainment and then nominate us.
Just best podcast.
Does that mean we'll win if people just nominate us?
So if you're not, because you're new to this, you haven't really paid attention to the pitch before. I should probably cut that audio so they make them.
No, it's fine.
I want them to think we do this all the time.
We love the pitch.
We do. Big pitch guys.
I'm a curveball man myself. I don't know. Deep. What are you? You're a slider. You do like the slider. I know that.
I like it high and inside.
I know that about you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fastball. But anyway.
Best podcast for the Pitch Awards. We're going to narrow it down. This is nomination period, right? They're going to narrow it down to the top three, top
process
five.
Process of elimination.
It's survival of the fittest. This is a dog-eat-dog podcasting world. And all you got to do now is just nominate us. Just put, are we going with the KC Morning Show or just KC Morning Show? Because we've had an issue with that already.
It doesn't matter to me.
Our Crystal Palace buddy, he did it both ways.
Well, good. Yeah,
I like that.
You may as well just submit it both ways. Then we get two.
Listen, man.
Two nominations.
It's 2020. Right. We're doing it both ways, all the ways, sideways. Mm-hmm. It's
excellent.
Encouraged.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you could do that for us, that's nice. Who knows if we'll win?
Oh, there's no chance. I doubt it. But, it's just nice to be told we're pretty.
The one thing that we have on our side is the eye of the tiger and the thrill of the fight. So at least we have that going for us, which is nice. And maybe that'll lead us into the promised land of the Pitch KC Best Podcast for 2020.
I love that.
Put that on a sign in here.
Check our bios. We got the link in the KC Morning Show bio on Instagram, not on Twitter yet.
On Twitter.
Is it on both? Cool.
Yeah, I tweeted it.
Listen, I didn't know what to expect. You're off this week. I didn't know if you'd be working or not.
Maybe I'll pin it.
You should pin that. Pin to the profile. There we go. So, yeah, that would be awesome. And you can also follow us at Hartzell965, PG Swain, if you want to nominate me for any kind of personality things as well. Again, I want to win a thing. It's been a hard 2020. We have been struggling, all right? Small victories are going to get me through the day.
A great man once said,
"Oh, here we go."
On social media, that sometimes it's nice to take the W's when they come, after a few L's. And it was a picture of someone's new apartment in the West Bottoms shortly after a post of his address. And I was inspired by that. So,
Hey,
thanks,
man,
for that, whoever that was.
You're over here talking mess on me.
No.
It's moving day.
Uh-oh.
It's moving day, baby.
This is what I'm talking about.
I don't know how we're going to do this because I got to move at 9. We're recording at 5, which means I'm not going to get done till 8. I got to go get some
money.
Kind of
sounds like the audience is finally going to get the podcast at 8:45. That's nice for them.
It took me moving to maybe get it back on time.
There we go.
When did we used to post this thing?
7 a.m.
We used to also record at 4:45, and you were the one who decided to make it later. And you actually moved to a spot even closer to the studio. There's no reason for you to move this recording time back.
Do you see the
so
skin?
I blame you for this. Don't put this on. It's Peter B. Swain, and the B stands for blaming you.
The B stands for beauty rest, which is what I need to look this good. And so that's understandable, I think.
Well, it is moving day for me, and you have had a lot of time this week while you've been off to find yourself. And I also found myself a lot of time on my hands.
Who is helping you move today?
I got some movers. I'm not doing a damn thing. So during this week, as you were having some time, I also found myself with some free time, and I was, finding myself packing up boxes, and I also, Pete, put together a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Yeah. The first thing you do when fishing for votes in the Pitch Award, the best of Kansas City. What do you do to prove how you are worth it? You do a list of Hartzell.
It's funny that you say that. I was going to say thank you for waiting till after we asked for votes to drop the list on them.
Oh, no. This is what they want. This, my friend, is the content they came for mm-hmm. on your KC Morning Show. And it's actually all your fault. I had this list as a in case of emergency. Maybe we run out of stories.
Right.
But you brought up moving. Kind of, sort of. I pretty much brought it up.
You brought it up.
But you responded.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I have to do on the show is respond to whatever you say, believe it or not.
This from movers.com, the top 10 worst things about moving. You can relate. Let's go 10. Let's go. Is that ascending order or descending? I don't know.
That's descending order. Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm going from 10 to 1. That'd be ascending.
Nope. The other one.
Okay.
It's the other one.
Number 10 is saying goodbye. When moving, especially long distance, saying goodbye to loved ones is really tough. Even parting with old gifts, like an ex who gave you things and you found those things and it puts you in a place, and maybe you should have had a trigger warning when you're deciding. I mean, I remember the good times.
I digress. Right?
I try
to remember the good times.
Okay. Number 9, changing schools or jobs after you move. You know, maybe you got to get that new school district.
Maybe you're going from a nurse to a trash man.
Maybe so. The glow up is real. It's definitely not a lateral move. That would be a move up for sure. Number 8, driving the moving truck. No. I'm not doing any of that. No. We have movers for a reason.
I once was driving a moving truck, and I almost crashed into one of those. What do they even call those? Those overpasses?
A bridge?
I was on a highway with a moving truck that I should not have been on.
Yeah, I know.
And I had to swerve the car to the middle of it, and then we got off the highway.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. No. Let the professionals do this, man.
I would have to pay you. It would have been a disaster, really.
Number 7. This is your list of hearts. So it's my list. I put it together. JK. This is from movers.com. Number 7.
That.
Waiting for your belongings. So maybe you are someone who has to get your car shipped to you, or maybe you're getting your mobile home delivered to you. Hey, you know what? Get that thing. Number 6, damaged goods.
Like a broken heart.
Look at you. We're on the same page. Yeah, we've been doing this for a minute, haven't we? We got to rush. We're almost done with the background noise. Number 5, forgetting an important task. Number 4, you didn't budget properly. You thought you could afford this thing, but in real life, that unemployment assistance is going to be ending at the end of the month, and you really didn't think this all the way through, but you've committed. So let's see how it goes on a month-to-month basis. Number 3, you're leaving things behind. Again, saying goodbye, that favorite dress, that favorite such-and-such. You gotta kill the past. That's what Kylo Ren said in The Last Jedi. Number 2, hiring a scam mover. I'll find out later if I got anybody good or not. I would be someone who would do that because I'm so not wanting to move that I just get anybody. And number 1, universally hated, the worst thing that you hate about moving.
Yep.
Any guesses?
The people.
That's just a constant through line. But the answer is... Packing is the worst. Universally hated thing about.
You know how people joke about first world problems?
Uh-huh.
Packing is the worst possible thing about, like, the first. That might be the worst possible first world problem is packing.
And I decided this time that I'm not using the, like, cardboard boxes. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get the bins that I can eventually just reuse for something else, put some shoes in there.
I have a list. Oh. List of jobs Hartzell's going to need when the unemployment money runs out to pay rent.
Hold on.
IV bartender.
That didn't work, man. They got out of business.
Oh, no.
My fallback is gone.
Oh, man. Pickleman sandwich guy.
Hey, I've done a commercial.
Cesar, the unlabeled guy's assistant. He's hiring
what they call,
I think they're like producer DJs for the...
Engineers. I can play one on TV.
All right.
Come on. I need that. I need that fallback.
Well, now you have a new job.
I'm gonna send an email very, very soon. I got very excited. I thought you had an actual list. I got really, really, really
excited. I would have. Maybe I'll make that. Maybe I'll make that for sometime next week. The list of Pete. And as we know, Return to the Mac is my theme music for that. Well, I'm a list man. You know, people forget that about me. They're like, oh, you're a weatherman. You're a sports man. No, I'm also a list man. I enjoy cooking. I'm a cook man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a lot to me.
You're a renaissance man.
I've recently taken up 2 new hobbies, poker. Okay. I play a little bit more online poker.
Okay.
Which isn't, you know, can be a lucrative hobby. It can be an expensive hobby. It depends on how it goes. And pickleball. I've been pickleballing.
Don't hurt yourself.
You play pickleball and then you do pickleback shot. Do you ever have a pickleback shot?
I have not.
A little bit of whiskey.
This is not helping your workout, man. I thought we were doing a diet. I thought we were going through a new health.
You chase it with pickle juice.
I mean, that sounds kind
of
good.
It's one of the lowest calorie drinks you could have. Pickles are about 5 calories, so and that's in the pickle juice, and then it's just straight whiskey.
Okay.
Pickleback. Pickleball, then pickleback.
Okay. Ain't no pickleback. Boy, ain't no.
I don't know.
It's been a week. We haven't got a chance to. We haven't spitballed.
It was
in a while.
Not a workshop.
It was not
for that joke.
I was trying to ad lib it. You know, it was the and when you do the improv classes is what. Yeah, I just.
It wasn't Gwen Stefani, is what I'll say.
It's National Pina Colada Day, Pete. And before we take it to the news intro, I just want us to get in a good mood. Because I'm just going to let you know now.
Yeah. If you like making love
at midnight. It's going to be sad news. It's all bad. All bad. But we got the Dunes of the Cape. And I am the love that you look for. Pete. Write to me and escape.
Well, the first stop I'm going to after this show's over is to the mini mart to get myself a pineapple. And then I'm going to head over to probably the Plaza Liquor, and then get me some coconut rum.
Oh,
and get the ice going in the ice machine. Ooh. And you mix those together. I think that's all you need, right? For a Pinot?
Pinot for the Sweeno.
Why not?
Woo-wee! That, if you listen to the words of that song, it's really got a horrible message to it. They're both cheating. It should be called Escape, parenthetical, the toxic relationship song.
Is it an totally adulterous pina colada?
Let's do some news.
It is Friday, July 10th. Let's do a little news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! Ooh, Pete likes when I get that little, get that reverb. All right, here we go. Peter F. Sween on a Friday. My man brings you that news, but he does it in a way that's it's digestible to the ear.
Right, right.
Peter F. Sween, the F stands for freestyle. He freestyles his news intro every Friday. This show brought to you by Charlie Effin' Hustle. Peter Sween, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Break it off. Here we go. On a one and a two. Here we go. A five. Six, seven, break it off, Pete!
Perfect day for a pina colada. Watching Lion King like Scar and Mufasa. Drink up all of the iced tea. Sunday's the perfect day for sporting KC.
Hey.
Why don't you start and light the fuse? Let's do the news.
Oh, we've got a thing, ladies and gentlemen. We have put something together. We got something special on this news intro.
That's right.
If the Pitch Awards had strictly best intro to any type of segment, we'd win.
Yep. Little known fact, colada does indeed rhyme with Mufasa.
Man, that might have been some of your best material. And you have brought it the last couple weeks, man.
Yeah.
Like, I really wish I could bring some kind of criticism, constructive or otherwise, and I got nothing. You don't need me for this. There's no air check.
I will say this. Last week, I did write it down. This week, I just honestly did that in 10 seconds. So,
wow.
Yeah. Pulling the curtain back for you a little bit.
I'm impressed.
I'm also wearing shorts today.
Hey, man, it's award
season. Can't see it under the table.
We are bringing it. It's award season, baby. Got to come correct. Go hard in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of coming correct, Mayor Q, we had talked about this. I mean, he had campaigned on this when he was running for mayor, the decriminalization of marijuana. Well, guess what? We're moving on up even further now. Marijuana has been removed from the city ordinances.
Kansas City, Missouri has removed marijuana violations from its list of ordinances. Mayor Quentin Lucas said it's a way to improve police community relations and get the city out of the business of arresting and prosecuting people for the possession of small amounts of marijuana. Kansas City, Missouri voters, by a wide margin, voted to decriminalize marijuana possession, making the penalty a $25 fine for having 35 grams or less. State and federal marijuana laws remain in place.
Yeah. We're kicking off the news with some weed. Happy Friday. We could have led with COVID. All right. Would you have wanted to lead with the disease? Didn't think so.
part of Mayor Q's campaign. Hartzell's popping the champagne from that story. How about that?
You are just... Tip the cap, my friend.
Thank you.
Tip the cap. In 2018, Missourians voted to amend the state constitution, which would permit the use of medical marijuana. I'm very much looking forward to that. My card is in the mail. All kinds of progress being made on the cannabis collision. Like,
what is your ailment? You got a bad leg.
I have crippling anxiety and depression. Oh. You know how hard it was for me to get out of bed today?
Ooh. Yeah, tough.
This was my inspiration.
That's good.
Plus, I think I got like glaucoma or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I got a toothache.
I think a grandmother of mine actually did have glaucoma.
How about we just say it? Okay, why don't we just say this? And this is going to be a bit of a soapbox. Not really, though. Let's just quit pretending like we need to find some reason why we need to legalize weed. I don't want to hear the surveys about it actually increases your driving or it actually like does this and it's some type of holistic approach. I don't care. I want to smoke weed and get high.
Oprah said it's like drunk driving. That's what she said.
Well, Oprah and your combine. Yeah. I don't give a
whoa. I don't easy.
Care. See what
family show. Oprah, I don't even know if Oprah said that honestly.
Sorry, got me upset.
I just made it up.
Yeah, so can we just admit that we just want to get high? Like, let's just say what we want to do, and let's do it.
You may want to get high. I want to get low. It is Friday. Apple bottom jeans.
You know, Michelle Obama, my wife Michelle, she once said that when they go low, we go high.
That's right.
I'm going to get real high.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Fact,
yep.
If you take a look at some of my photos from the 70s, I was very high. Mm. My name's Barack Obama, and I approve that message.
That's good.
Go Joe.
They do have some good stuff in Hawaii, don't they?
Okay, let's do COVID because COVID.
398 new cases reported in the 9-county area tonight. This chart shows the percentage of tests that are coming back positive over the past 2 weeks. In Kansas, 10.4% of tests are positive right now. In Missouri, that number is 6.2%. That's compared to the national average of 8.2%.
We think that it probably has to do with the reopening, and obviously the younger age group tends to get out and want to socialize and go to the bars and to the restaurants, and so... We think that there's increasing exposure that's taking place with the
younger
age group.
He's got a refrigerator.
he's at the bar, obviously. Oh. Man, and speaking of that, so I live next door to a bar now, and they're doing, and I love them. I'm not going to say who it is because I've already given away my address once on the show.
But let's just say if you want to go down and sail away on the high seas,
come sail away,
you'd
come
be
sail away,
in good
come
shape.
Sail
You'd be in good shape.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, they're doing some outdoor curbside kind of deal. And some dude was out there last night, and he was drunk as hell. And he was saying a bunch of stuff about how, COVID, I guess, is real. But it's just not that bad, man. Like,
he's right.
Pete, stop. he really said, like, he is. I wanted to believe that all the stuff we see in the news is like a selective outlier of just our generation being assholes. Like, that's just
he's part
true.
Of the COVID schmovid movement.
It's a real thing, man. Apparently people really don't care, and I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think there are people that know others that have been impacted, but it isn't getting through. A lot of people have just kind of returned.
I mean, we're basically at square one, man.
The regular. Yeah, it's actually worse than the peak, right?
Yeah.
People are making they're making new peaks.
Yeah. This is from Dr. Mark Larson. He's an emergency room physician. The virus is still here, and we need to be vigilant and don't forget the things that we did at the beginning. It seems like we just played quarantine, and we thought it was a fun social experiment until it wasn't. And it's just, what are we doing? What are we doing?
People honestly have been confusing me for a ninja. I've had my mask on so much. I'm trying to do my part. But I'm not. I'm just a man. So keep that in mind.
I'm just a boy in the world. Another Gwen Stefani reference for the day. Fouts from the couch.
This is something that I've often described, Steve, and not to be hyperbolic about it. It really is the perfect storm and an infectious disease in public health person's worst nightmare. It's a spectacularly transmissible virus. The efficiency with which this transmit is really striking. In addition, despite the wide degree of variability from a certain proportion, up to 40% of people who get no symptoms, up through and including people who get sick enough to require intensive care and dying, that is a very complex situation to really get control of.
There you go.
Hansel, you're such a good messenger of the idea that you gotta stay inside. Nobody's staying inside anymore except for you, Hansel. And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know, some people do say that I am from the couch, and it turns out that I am. I like doing these reports for you guys right here from the couch. And, you know, that voucher on the couch joke is pretty good. I'm always do listen to that Casey Morning Show here in New York.
Gotcha. Well, we,
Hansel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, hey, thank you, Doc Fouch.
Thank
you for thank
you. Thank you. There's so much thank you going on. Thank you.
We are rushing, at least in my opinion, to open up the schools. And 45 was even saying that they're talking about cutting.
Get these kids out of the house.
They're talking about cutting funding if some of these people don't reopen. Yeah, and you know what this all is, right? This is just a ploy to get parents to go back to work. Like, that's exactly what this is. So it is what it is. Schools opening up.
As Missouri reports more coronavirus cases, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education shared anticipated guidance for schools, saying changes are a certainty.
The plans that will work this week may not work next week. And we have to be flexible and understand that.
Phil Murray is president of the Missouri NEA, which represents teachers in districts including Blue Springs and Independence.
Kindergarten class is going to look very different from a middle school class, and a middle school class is going to look very different from a high school.
Among DESE's recommendations, screen staff members each day with a temperature check. Keep students 3 to 6 feet apart, separate lunch periods or avoid using cafeterias, and require face masks for middle and high school students as well as staff.
We highly encourage Missouri schools to do whatever they can to reopen and get our students back in the classroom. There's a lot of things that occur by not having them in school that could be far worse than going there and fighting a virus that we know what's happening there.
The virus that we know what's happening there. What even is that sentence, man? That's not true. We do not know what's happening there. Mike!
I do feel badly for the kid who has to start 6th or 7th grade, you know, first day where you're going to look forward to that year or remember it for a long time, forever, really, and you're wearing a mask. Or people's kids are going for the first time, and this is the new reality of wearing a mask, but If they're having to open the schools and this is the direction they're going in, you know, you just got to try to take every precaution. Use hand sanitizer and masks.
This is such a bad idea. You're going to have kindergartners running around socially distancing during nap time. That's just not going to work. And let's just be honest, because I've been talking to a lot of teacher friends of mine. Like, let's just be real. The virtual teaching thing just ain't going to work. Like, let's just be completely
so
honest with
what
each
is
other.
Your answer then?
My
no
answer
school?
Is we have, like, all this time that we are taking – saying that we need to go back into physical buildings, we should be putting an S load of money and resources into making this virtual thing work. I mean, we did it on the fly in March and April. It didn't work. The kids, come on.
Virtual
teaching. So why don't we try to find ways to improve that?
It's going to be tough. I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, there could be a hybrid model, but just to say, yo, y'all going back in the classrooms, and if you don't, we're going to hold back some money. And let's just pretend like everything's going to be smooth sailing. I mean, that's just
the education
willful
hostage.
Ignorance, man.
The education hostage I don't agree with at all. But at some point, if virtual teaching isn't working, I don't know what you do.
But there's ways that we can make that work. If it's not, if maybe it's putting a ton of money into cities to make sure every kid has Wi-Fi. You know,
right.
Maybe it's sending more kids iPads. Like, you know, that's where we are. Like, if we're going to be in the technological age, we got to adapt for it. But this is cool, though. The Kansas City Sports Commission. You know, we're trying to get the World Cup, bring the World Cup to Kansas City 2026. Well, the Kansas City Sports Commission, they made their case. They presented, I guess, the PowerPoint slides. And so far, so good. Maybe we got some good news. Fingers crossed.
Thursday, the Kansas City Sports Commission presented an updated bid to host matches for the 2026 World Cup.
I think they were thrilled with what we presented to understand Kansas City more. You know, most of them had never been to our city. And so for really to see it through our eyes, I think was exciting for the group.
The team showcased hotels, transportation, and the new one terminal coming to KCI, all to prove Kansas City has what it takes to handle an event of this magnitude.
You know, that'd be like hosting 6 to 8 Super Bowls is one way to compare that. $500 million of economic activity, economic impact at a minimum, probably.
Ooh, like that, $500 million. All right, hey, listen, when we get that money, Casey, Let's make sure we put it in the spots that need it. All right. East Side could use some cash as well.
Kids need Wi-Fi and iPads.
Kids need Wi-Fi. I believe that the children are the future. Also, the Save a Hartzell Foundation is always looking for a donation.
I have two takes on this World Cup thing. I'm excited. I think I would love the World Cup in Kansas City.
Yeah, right?
I feel the same way about that as I do the draft. I think there needs to be more hotels. I don't know where everyone's going to sleep.
And hey, all right, listen, I'm okay with the hotels. Give me some convention centers. I get it. But let's make sure we update in the streetcar. Make sure we get some funds into community building and some mental health funds. I'm just saying it should be a balance.
Beds are number one. And then my other
big
problem.
Big time bed guy. Big
my,
bed guy.
My other problem for this is number two. Have you ever seen the World Cup trophy? Atrocious trophy for such an awesome tournament. I love the World Cup. The trophy needs to be updated. That thing is gross. It might be the worst trophy in sports. It looks like a hand holding a ball, and it is not even big enough. It's tiny.
It's got a weird texture to it, you know?
They need to re... If it's the World Cup also, too, shouldn't it be this big cup? Mm-hmm. It's not even a cup.
What's your favorite trophy in sports? I'm going to put you on the spot real quick.
It has to be the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It has to be.
That would be mine, too. You got to eat something out
of it. Baseball's trophy is horrible as well. And
I kind of dig I like the flag deal. I kind of like the pennant look.
College football, their trophy, it's okay. It's better than the old crystal ball, but it's...
Is it better? Because it's just usually like a wooden plaque.
It's different
honestly,
now.
Is it? Because I was going to say, maybe the one I don't like.
NCAA one for like basketball is it's the same for every sport, and it's horrible. But you get into things like that, like if all of a sudden basketball has this really great trophy, then other sport they have to match because of the NCAA. So
if you had to put together a Kansas City trophy, what would be on it? Tom Hanks comes to town.
All right,
we want to give Tom Hanks a key to the city. Instead of a key, we'll give him a trophy that represents Kansas City.
No, you could.
What would that be?
I think what you actually would maybe do is you have a like a almost like a music box, and it does have an actual key in it, a really shiny key.
Okay.
And then on top of the music box is just the skyline where you have like Union Station.
I don't hate this at all.
And the Western Auto Building.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you take the key out, I mean, you could put your rib recipes in it and stuff, and
That's okay. The key lets Tom Hanks get the special sauce. He gets to
learn about this?
How it's made.
If you get the key to the city, you know, Mayor Q can go around and work it out with the five or six best barbecue joints. You basically get free barbecue lunch. You know, $10 limit.
That's not bad. Operation Legend. Have you heard? Did you hear anything about this, Pete?
What's that?
So, and I was watching this in real time. So I do like to check out the presidential press conferences. I have nothing better to do with my time, and I just, that's me. And so, Kaylee McEnany, I'm forgetting her name now, the press secretary.
She's great.
You like her a lot because she's quick, man.
She's
harsh.
I don't like a lot of times exactly what she's saying, so I'm usually probably closer to split on that. At the same time, you got to respect.
Yeah, no, I'll give her that.
How she does that job. She puts the reporters in their place.
She's really good at those mic drop moments. She doesn't let you have a chance
very
to speak.
Viral.
And she's salty and the most not it's not passive aggressive.
No.
It's outrageously aggressive, but she's found her niche. So she was reading.
I'm glad that you admit that.
Oh, absolutely. Game recognized game.
Right.
100%.
Okay.
And so I'm listening in real time, and she starts reading off the letter that Mayor Q sent to Governor Parson.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh. Okay, this is interesting. And then she proceeds to say that because of that, the federal government's going to be stepping in and sending some type of reinforcement to Kansas City.
Kansas City is on pace to break homicide records. Violent crime up 40% compared to last year. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced around 100 federal agents will help crack down on crime.
Certainly assisting our officers. They aren't going to be taking over any cases or anything like that. So I think that some people have the idea that this might be like the National Guard or something, a very robust feeling that something is different. I don't think that that's going to be the case.
Yes, I think that this might open up the door for us to get that witness protection program that we really need.
However, some anti-violence advocates are wary about this announcement.
We don't need more boots on the ground and more people. And what I am worried is that it's going to it's going to turn the heat up here in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm leaning more towards my man Justice. That's Justice Horn. He used to be the president over at UMKC, over 100 federal agents on their way to KCMO.
It sounds like a grand audit, essentially, for the city on how they're handling.
And apparently this is some overarching thing that the attorney general,
I will say,
William Barr has put together.
When you said Operation Legend, did you know that the Legends of the Hidden Temple is coming back for adults? Oh
my God. Wait, what? For adults?
Yes.
On what channel?
I don't know what channel. I don't have any more information. I saw it in passing. I can't even remember how I learned this, but I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I was not.
This is a lot less fun, this story that you came up with.
It is named after the four-year-old legend Taliaferro. I know I butchered that last name. He was a four-year-old that died in that shot. He was shot and killed while sleeping in an apartment complex. I mean, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But
Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark paid for his funeral.
Which was,
I thought, a really cool gesture.
Now, the KCPD, they are welcoming the federal help. As you heard from Justice Horn, he ain't a fan of it. The problem with everyone that says, you know, we need to defund the police or we need to totally get rid of cops, I don't think that's possible in this country, especially not in this city, just because we have too many guns. Like, it is a gun problem. Like, I think one of the things with, like, the Black Lives Matter movement is that it gets co-opted by all these outside forces because you have to say that this is what we're protesting. Our message is police brutality and systematic racism against persons of color. Okay, but sometimes you get people that say, well, what about the gun violence here? What about that four-year-old who was shot? Yes, that is horrible, and that is tragic, but that is a separate issue. Yes, they're not mutually exclusive. There is a parallel, but that's a different topic. And so I'm not sure if in this situation what we need is more cops running around. Like the lady said, maybe we need more investigators who can go and do behind the scenes work and have witness protection programs so that people can actually be incentivized to report on issues that they see. But just the idea of a bunch of coppers walking around.
FBI suits.
And that show's been along for way too long. So if these people end up staying along, if they stay around for as long as that show was on air,
I'm curious.
Then we are screwed.
I am curious. Is it 12 months? Like, no one knows how long these FBI agents are staying.
Mayor Q literally found out about this in real time like the rest of us.
What did he think?
He prepared a statement, and I will have more info because we're going to try to talk to him next week. That is the plan, trying to have him back on the show.
Big Q.
Here we go. It is unclear. This is off of KSHB.com. Love us from 41 Action News. It is unclear how long the federal agents will be in Kansas City as part of Operation Legend. But the U.S. Marshals Service said Thursday it will support the initiative and it plans to deploy additional deputy marshals to the
city.
I can't stress enough how much I don't like that.
Right.
Whatsoever. But we have a problem. Like, the first step is admitting that
gonna be
have
hard
a huge
to,
problem.
You know, I kind of joked before about how it you wouldn't be able to tell if I'm a ninja or not with all these masks. I'm not going to be able to tell who's an agent, who's not an agent.
And I'm just
going to
be completely honest with you, man. As a black man walking around in mask, like, it is an uncomfortable feeling. I'm not trying to make this a race episode,
right.
But it is, like, that is a different level, a different perspective that you have to think
about.
Well,
you look insane. So. Like, if you don't have a mask around, a lot of times, I'll be honest, I can only imagine how you feel, because I remember walking into, like, a Target when it first started, and I'm putting a bandana around my face. Like, I'm literally a robber, and I'm walking into a store, and this is now your new normal. And I, you know, being a white guy who you really don't have to worry about anything, and I realize that, and that's why I'm so supportive of this cause, but I'm uncomfortable, so yeah. I can only imagine what that is like.
Are you mask shaming again? Because I've started shaming. I know for a while we said we were going to stop doing that. I am back on the shaming train.
No.
I give you dirty looks. I had a guy the other day. I was at the doctor's office. He didn't want to wear a mask because he said CPD from the war. It was whatever. And I was like, yo, man, you got to move. I said, if you're not wearing a mask, you got to back up. And he did one of those things. I was like, well, if you're going to do, maybe I wish you had a mask. If you're going to grunt.
Someone the other day in the Quick Trip, I had a mask on because I am a good citizen. Mm-hmm. And another man. He had a mask on, and it says right on the Quick Trip, don't come into the Quick Trip unless you have a face covering.
Right, right.
And angry mask man saw me, and I was obviously an ally with a mask on. And he comes, that says right there. It walks up right up to me. This is within 6 feet. Doesn't matter. But he walks right up to me. He's like, it says right there, you're not allowed to come in here without a mask. And look at that guy. He walked right in here without a mask. And I said, look, you're 100% right, sir. So I gassed him up a little bit.
You have to.
I am not going to go out on a limb and yell at people, but I'll be a supporter for you.
You're that guy in the background that says, I bet you won't at the fight, but you're never going to go in the fight.
Right.
I bet you won't. And then you hold yourself back.
Right. I was going actually to the chip aisle where I picked up some hot baked Cheetos. A little bit healthier than the alternative. So,
big decisions all week coming from the Supreme Court. But the one we're going to talk about relates to 45. And, you know, he was claiming absolute immunity because they're trying to get his taxes. And he's like, yo, you ain't going to get my taxes. Now, we don't know what's in them. I would love to see it. But it looks like it's going to be happening a little bit later than we thought. Definitely not before Election Day.
President Trump tonight reacting to the Supreme Court's rulings.
Basically starting all over again, sending everything back down to the lower courts and you start all over again.
Arguing that he's the victim of political prosecution.
Frankly, this is a political witch hunt, the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. It's a pure witch hunt. It's a hoax. Just like the Mueller investigation was a hoax that I won.
The president earlier on Twitter attacking the decisions, not fair to this presidency or administration.
I'm not releasing the tax returns because, as you know, they're under audit.
But every president since the 70s has
had a response. I've never heard that. I've never heard that.
If he wasn't just the absolute worst sometimes, his pettiness would be so much more enjoyable. But you got to remember that he kind of really, really
sucks.
Well,
that's why people
love... It's just not as funny anymore.
People love The Apprentice And it was good television, and it was because he had this attitude, and it wasn't really all that serious, right? Because it's essentially a glorified game show.
Yeah.
This is the United States of America. So eventually people got sick of that, and how could you blame anybody?
We'll see, man. Election Day is a stone's throw away. Make sure you're registered to vote. We're going to talk to some state senators as well in the next couple weeks. So we're going to get people fired up and ready to go. Fired up for this money, man. They're saying we might get a second stimulus. Again, I moved into a place with no foresight whatsoever.
Right.
I need this unemployment assistance to continue because I need some assistance.
It's the $1,200 question on the minds of many.
Are you going to get them a second stimulus?
Yeah, we are.
While a second payment is likely, the timeline is less clear. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin will be leading negotiations.
Been working very closely with our congressional colleagues, both in the House and the Senate. I fully expect that he will lead the charge coming up in probably the second or third week of July.
Money.
I think, friend to friend, I think this is going to be great for you and me, too. I think I'm in line to get this as well.
Well, we got to pay rent for the studio.
I think what you have now is time to say, okay, well, what am I going to do? Uh-huh. What job am I going to do when this thing is over so I could pay? And I look forward to, I think you got a lot you can do. There's a lot of gigs out there.
Are you hiring? Because man, there's
a lot of gigs. I mean, you could be a band manager. Okay. I think that would be a good role for
you. I could be a really good manager.
Hype man's
the best thing because I can't be a manager because I want to party too much.
What about like knuckleheads where you hype up the crowd a little bit before the
give me a
Blues Traveler gets up?
Okay, you want me to do Blues Traveler? Okay, here we go. ladies and gentlemen,
here we go.
Welcoming to the stage a knucklehead.
Yeah.
Blues. Woo! Traveler!
I'm now in the mood to spend about 15 more dollars than I was going to. Someone go get me a Bud Light Lime.
Is that was Blues Traveler, right? That's incorrect. I hope I sang the right song.
Maybe.
Christ. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to some fun stuff, huh?
How about that?
I thought we
were having fun. No?
Honestly, it's been a very good show. I missed you, man. It's good to see you today. Casey Morning Host, we love you so much. Seriously, you have kept me sane. I'm talking about the show in general.
Anytime you need me to.
We're talking about unemployment,
weigh in,
man.
On your life.
This thing has helped me. It's helped me stay sane. Getting up every other morning, doing the same thing we do, you know, not getting paid. So that's a consistent from even the first job. It's been
nice. I do have to say, and this is real, the moment I wake up before I put on my makeup, I always do say a prayer for you. So Glad that you've been able to survive this stretch.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
No problem.
Drinking's up. We're talking about knuckleheads having a couple Bud Light Limes.
BLLs.
A new study. Could have been a list of Hartzell, but it's not. A new study found the average American has been drunk for 172 hours during the lockdown, or the equivalent of just over 1 week.
Wow.
I got a little swifty this week. I will say I was meeting some friends at the new spot, and man, these hangovers just hit a little bit differently in COVID, man.
Still no invite.
Oh, you know the address.
It's true.
It's not like you
the rest of Kansas City does. Just let instead of really needing to tell anyone
still saying this?
Just give everybody a time. They'll meet you.
I scrubbed that one. Hey, we took that off the internet. we took that one off.
Yes.
You want to know the drunkest state during COVID?
Okay.
You won't. I don't think you're going to get this one.
I could guess it.
Okay.
Alabama.
No.
Montana.
Nope.
Wyoming.
Nope.
All right, I give up.
South Dakota.
I was going to say next, South Dakota.
State at 468 hours. Do you know
I was on the right path. It was those states that really have nothing going on. No offense to those states.
Do you want to know what the least drunk state was? This one is, don't overthink it. You know the answer
Maine.
To this one. No, you're overthinking it.
New York.
Come on. You think New York's going to stay sober during all this? No. You're overthinking it.
Kansas.
Man. Come on. You know this.
I don't know what.
Nevada.
No one was drinking
Nobody
in Nevada?
Nobody's drinking in Nevada. Just 33 hours is the average for drinking in Nevada during COVID.
Why is that? I feel like that's wild because of Vegas being there. No?
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months. You are drunk at a tissue level.
I recently purchased a Switch during COVID. A nice way to pass the time. Animal Crossing is all the rage. And now they're going to pay you, my friend. They're trying to pay you to play Animal Crossing, a website called highspeedinternet.com. Go to my website right now and sign me up. It's going to pay someone $1,000 to play 50 hours of Animal Crossing.
Straight?
Looks like it. Here, I can actually pull up some info. Oh, man. She'll love it. Have you ever played?
No.
Yeah, it looks like you got to play the new one, Animal Crossing New Horizons, for 50 hours. And it looks like it's going to be 50 hours straight.
Yeah, no, thank you.
$20 an hour. Applicants who must be legal residents of the United States over the age of 18. Internet speed must be super high. If it doesn't matter if you're new or a master gamer perfecting your private utopia, we're open to all entries. From all gamer neighborhoods, you might as well get paid real money to maintain that orchard. Catch that big old there's a fish here. I can't pronounce the name of it. And listen to those KK songs. Am I right? Extra cash. You can buy yourself a real-life home with a real-life television.
Again. Make sure it's, careful. The internet has to be super high, not the user.
I'm excited for that. So there you go, 50 hours straight for a grand playing Animal Crossing. There are worse things to do. And you know what? In this world, we're all trying to find that side hustle.
Yeah, that is an option.
Get it. What's the, who's the guy, who's the main dictator of Animal Crossing?
What?
Who is that guy? Is it Tom Nook? Yeah, Tom Nook. All right, Tom. Take care of me, Tom. $1,000 headed my way. You don't know anything about it. Pete, play the game so we can play together.
No.
No chance at all?
Sorry to outright refuse you there, but I...
What if we pay you?
Yeah, well, then we can talk a little bit, I guess.
It's going to be a long show today. For coming in late and having to leave early, we're going to end up having a long show today. Charlie Hustle, we got to plug some shirts. Man, we got sports. So, God, when I think about the rest of this show, man, I feel a certain kind of way.
Right.
I'm hot. I'm heavy. I'm boned up. I'm ready to go.
All right.
Said a lot of that was I felt like I came in a bit aggressive.
No, that was fine. I mean, I like that. If you're ever gonna have that attitude, why not on a Friday?
Woo! Friday, baby!
The KC Morning Show.
Talking about knuckleheads intros, Peter! What you wearing, boy?
Hey, hey. Yep. It's Friday.
Oh, boy.
Charlie Hustle has some new shirts called the Worlds of Fun Collection.
Yep. Looks good, too.
Feel like a kid again with these Worlds of Fun Collection tees. Tons of vintage t-shirts, including fan favorites like Mamba, Timberwolf, Zambezi Zinger, Orient Express, and more. I see the Viking Voyager there, which is a nice one.
I think I've thrown up on just about every ride that they've got a shirt for at some point.
You know, I've lived in Kansas City for 6 years. I've never been to, to Worlds.
No, no way, really? All right, we got to go because it's combined now. You can go to Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun.
Yeah, that's two for the price of one. I didn't know that.
So I like the baseball style Worlds of Fun one. It feels like something I would have worn in the 70s, and I think that's it's a women's tee. I'm gonna buy it anyway. I mean, I can rock a women's fit.
They got a lot going on right now.
They got boyish good looks.
They got masks for the Heart Association.
Oh,
there's Black Lives Matter tees.
Yo,
tees.
Pat
benefits.
The bat. I need a BLM shirt.
Casey, well, you should pay for that one. So because 100% of the proceeds
Okay, hold on. It's a Black Lives Matter shirt, all right? I feel like if there's anyone I could probably, y'all could probably take care of me on this one.
So here's what I'll say.
Liberty and justice
the
for
ones
all.
That are going to these cause, maybe pay full. But if it's just the Worlds of Fun tee, KCMS20 gets you 20% off.
Listen, man. If a shirt just happened to arrive on my doorstep, that'd be awesome.
Sure.
I mean, I can put out maybe a layaway.
People are moving. People need to pay rent. People need to get a Nintendo Switch for Animal Crossing.
I'm not good with my money, if you can't tell.
Well, I have this.
A lot of this
for
is
you.
Just projecting, if you can't
tell. KCMS20 will get you 20% off, so keep that in mind. KCMS20% Fridays on the KC Morning Show, presented
They've
by...
They've always been way too good to us.
Charlie Hustle.
What's that one more time?
KCMS20.
You gotta the podcasting book that I read says you got to repeat it at least three times.
KCMS20.
And then you have to say your handle, Pete. And then you have to do some type of MailChimp ad.
Pete.
One more time.
KCMS20, Pete, Charlie Hustle.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Weighing in at whatever weight he is from Death Valley or the School of Hard Knocks, it's Peter Sweeney.
Double Hard Knocks this year with the Rams and who's the other LA team? The Chargers. Double Hard Knocks in HBO. But that's not the story today. While we were away now for a week, Patrick Mahomes signed a 10-year contract extension with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man.
He did 49 minutes of media the other day. Him, Andy Reid, and Brett Veach. My question to Patrick Mahomes was about how maybe Michael Jordan and watching him over the summer impacted him and why he was able to sign somewhat of a team-friendly deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think it happened even before that. I mean, I think watching The Last Dance and watching Michael and all the stuff that he did, and that he's done and all the success he has. I mean, it's just affirmation. I mean, it's something that I've always believed in those things about the legacy, about going out there and being the best player and having the best teammates around me. And it's not about one person. It's about the team. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I think you see that with our whole entire team. As you see, we have a lot of these guys coming back that want to be a part of this. They want to be a part of this culture. They want to be a part of trying to build a dynasty because those things aren't easy to do. And we understand that. So it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. And I feel like we have that with the guys we have in this locker room.
Mahomes is a former MVP, a former Super Bowl MVP, a Super Bowl champion, a Pro Bowl MVP, all the accolades. And
now he's hella rich.
He's only been starting for 2 years. Yeah, you talk about guys who don't need a job. These 10 years are added into his current deal. So the Chiefs now have Mahomes under control until he's 36. Right now he's 24.
Now, so first off, Pete.
That's 5 years older than my ass right now.
Doesn't that hurt? Because I'm starting to have that wave where you see the people on TV and they're now younger than you, the athletes.
Right.
So that was my first like, oh, damn. And now it's like, oh, damn, they make so much more money than I will ever know.
Well, it's only up to $503 million for Patrick Mahomes.
We'll never live in the same world.
The way it's structured, though, it does allow the team to build around him, because what's wild is he could have made more. He's that good. Here was Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Very seldom do you come out of a deal and go, you know what, it's a win-win. It's a win for the player. It's also a win for the team, the organization. And so I'm one happy guy. I put on my best Tommy Bahama for all of you today just to celebrate this, man. This is a big day, and it's an awesome thing.
I love that man.
So the Chiefs will now turn their attention, you would think, to the Chris Jones situation. I don't know if it'll be as amiable as this one. Somber note for the Chiefs.
Can I ask you one more question real quick? Do you think that, like, just with all the pandemic stuff and everybody losing their job, do you think it was the best of looks to release a $500 million contract? Like, is this something maybe we could have signed and then maybe released the info about when conditions were more ideal? Because I'm in the minority, but that did cross my mind.
I think this was a breath of fresh air for Kansas Cityans, honestly, because this was on the plate. You were wondering how they were going to alleviate this. Now this takes that out of it. And there's a salary cap in the NFL, so teams are only allowed to spend a certain amount of money anyway, and they are encouraged to spend as much money to the cap as possible, and this is under the cap. So, yeah, they actually spent. What's crazy is, like I said, they spent up to $503 million. The way it's structured, it's guarantees each year, and there's a lot more to it. But it's actually cheap for Mahomes, which is wild to say, but it's incredible.
Wow.
Anyway, somber note, Frank Clark's 46-year-old cousin passed away from COVID-19.
Oh, damn.
So just at 46, and this was out there. COVID-19 recently took my cousin from our family. Clark said, if you don't think it's serious, it is. It's a tragedy. It sucks. Rest in peace, Cuz Gray. So,
and it's happened to young folks. 46 is not old, y'all. Not old at all.
There was a celebrity the other day past 41. I forget what he was. I'm forgetting.
Oh, the guy. Are you talking about the guy, the Broadway star?
Yes, yeah. The Broadway star, 41 years old. So, yeah, it's happening to relatively younger people. Yeah. 41, I mean, it sounds super old. That 10 years, I'll be 41. So
by the time Mahomes, that 10-year deal, you'll be older than that.
By the time you get out of this apartment you're moving to, you'll be 41.
Man, you're giving me a lot of credit for this apartment. So, in your dream, I have a job next week.
In to be real, I mean, we can joke about COVID all day, but wear a mask, try to take all the precautions, follow along. There are people out there who are really suffering because of this thing.
R.I.P.
The NFL came out and said that after 60 minutes of battling on the field where you're tackling and spitting and bleeding on each other, no jersey exchanges this year. The NFL PA said as soon as the game is over, masks on, media banned from the locker room.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. Everybody just stay away from each other. Richard Sherman. Of course, he's a little bit louder. He says, this is a perfect example of the NFL thinking in a nutshell. Players can go and engage in a full contact game and do it safely. However, it is unsafe for them to exchange jerseys after said game. So some backlash from players around the league. Deshaun Watson, I saw.
The irony of 2020, man. It's just, it doesn't stop.
Do you feel it, Hartzell?
I feel it.
It is a Sporting KC game weekend with Johnny Russell.
Oh, don't you take my intro. You mean there's only one Johnny Russell.
There it is.
You guys get a little sneak peek. I may not have any home games to do lineups.
Doesn't look like you will.
So I gotta get it out here on this KC Morning Show. My favorite, though, is when I get to do In Goal. Let's do one more time. Let me do it right. In Goal number 29, Tim Melia.
No other announcer. Now it's just no announcer at this point because of COVID. I have some sound from Big Verm.
Big Verm himself,
my fellow Peter.
Yeah, as I said to you before, my first objective is to win all three games. That's the big thing. You know, obviously I'm shooting for the moon on that because obviously we're playing very tough opponents. But, you know, it would be great to get three wins. So, but we have our first game. We have to take that one and we'll kind of make, you know, the difficulty, I've said this before, is you can have great plans, but you're going to have to really make your assessment and inventory after the first game and see where your team is. And then we'll kind of take the next step from there. So we know we got a really tough opponent in Minnesota. They're playing very well in the beginning of this year. And so we're just going to have to make sure that, you know, we're ready and defensively we're going to have to be very tough because they can go forward really well.
Yeah, Sporting will open against Minnesota from Orlando, 7 p.m. on Sunday at ESPN. We got some watch parties to know in the news. to discuss.
Oh, we got that in the events to come?
I mean, yeah, not the news, the events.
Hey, it's news to a lot of people, Pete. Don't sell yourself
short. The news
short.
Of what you're doing on Sunday is there coming is. Up.
I got to go to, I'm going to the stadium today because, you know, we are going to do a watch party at the stadium and stuff.
There's one watch party I don't even have in my events.
Oh, wow. So you would say that's news. That would be news to you.
Yes. Yeah. Good on you for dishing out a little bit of bonus news here today.
That's what I do. That's what I do, Pete.
The Royals schedule is out, and no fooling. They open up April 1st at the K against the Texans.
Take a lap. Take two.
It can't be April 1st. August 1st.
I made a joke
about the wrong date. April 1st. What am I talking about? August 1st against the Texas Rangers.
Hey, man, it's vacation week. Don't
It'll be at
sweat
the K,
it.
But you're not allowed to go, so don't even try it. I was thinking about that. They're not allowed to go to the game, but, like, won't people be excited to, like, welcome the players and stuff?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to figure out, like, the whole introduction deal. Is there going to be walk-up
music?
I
will miss the hot dog place down by the third base side, man. Those secret dogs. Woo! Footlong dog!
Dong show, baby!
Now, that's all I got for sports. I'm not going to the K. That's another piece of information. But I'll watch. I'm going to be watching. I'm actually going to watch this game on Sunday, too, believe
it
or not.
You should. I believe, baby. Why don't you come and kick it with us at the... I mean, you got to pay for it. I ain't got that kind of pull
anymore.
Yeah,
if you could get me in.
I mean, I don't know if I still got the clout I had. It's you know, with COVID...
You get me on that list?
It's a new normal. I don't know if I still got the
sway. I believe that I will come. I believe that I will come.
That's what she said. Well done.
I believe that I will come.
It's Friday. Positive reinforcements. If you speak into existence, it'll happen.
All right, you want some events?
Man, Pete, I don't want anything else more than events, but you got to give me a song. What are we going to play on this Friday? I was going to do Friday I'm in Love, but that seems a little bit too on the nose.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, we've done that before.
Something by Dave, of course.
Why do you want to go Dave,
My
man?
Favorite band.
I'm not going to.
How about this? How about something by The Zeros?
The Zeros? Want to go with Zeros? Okay. I was thinking maybe we would go Blues Traveler to really bring this thing full circle.
Tonight at 6 p.m.
There we go.
At Crown Center.
That look means yes. I get
it. The Weekender is The Zeros. They are playing at 6 p.m. It should be 72 or 93 degrees somewhere in the mix, middle there.
Great job, weatherman. Yeah, that's your chief meteorologist, the Casey Morning Show.
Crown Center.
Speculate blindly on the show.
Burnt In Barbecue, Estrella Azul, and Kona Ice. I mean, what else do you want?
Nothing.
Follow the CDC guidelines. Bratwurst Festival. All weekend at Hy-Vee.
Oh, man. I wish the bar was still there.
In honor of the 100th year anniversary of the Negro Leagues, a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Negro Leagues Museum. So once again, Hartzell, please try not to get a deal. Let's pay full price for the brat.
All right.
$4.
Fine.
$4 gets you a brat chips and a can of pop. That's what it says. Of course, that's soda.
What do you call it in New York? What's the dialect there? Soda?
Okay. Today at 6 o'clock, Stone Cold Chris Jones signing autographs at MMSCKC tonight at 6 p.m.
What the hell is that?
You know, I don't know. Gonna have to look it up. Oh, I got it. 114 West 5th Street in Kansas City. Some apparel.
More news you're breaking, man. More news you're breaking in.
Hey, how about you pick up some apparel and get yourself an autograph by Chris Jones?
Get it while you can.
It would have been Kenny Chesney weekend at Arrowhead. It is not. It is not. Farmers markets are open tomorrow. The walk-up market, the regular market.
Drive-in? What's at the drive-in this weekend?
The drive-in.
Would you Google it? Google it, man.
Sand volleyball pickups are happening at Berkeley Riverfront tonight at 6 p.m.
I'll look it up. You are just really...
I'm all over the place tonight.
Man, when you're in a mood, you're in a mood.
You can also... I saw one of the days this weekend, you can watch 1917 on the lawn at the World War One Museum.
Nice.
Tonight at 11 a.m., I guess it's today... All weekend.
By the time we get this thing done, it's over.
I must have stacked my events wrong.
I don't know what you did, because you are flustered right now.
The beer hall is going to be donating portions to the Head for the Cure and our 18th annual Head for the Cure Metro KC Virtual 5K Boulevard Beer Hall all weekend. Porch Music, 45th and Bell, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Look out for thunderstorms. Looks like they'll have a clarinet, a horn, a bassoon, a violin, a viola, a cello, a bass, and a percussion.
Ooh,
all
like,
on a porch. 4440 Bell Street.
Sounds like Blues Traveler.
Here you go, Hartzell. Tomorrow, Saturday, 7 p.m., skate park show, free skate park, Penn Valley Skate Park.
Why do you think I would skate? Why do you say here you go, Hartzell? When would I ever be on a board, ever? You
Movies
know
in the Square.
I'm not that
Barclay Square at Park Place tomorrow at 8:30 in the Sandlot. Did you get the armor?
I got B&B's. I got B&B's drive-thru. The one drive-thru.
What
the
movie
drive-in.
They got?
Ooh. Ooh, this one's gonna. Oh my God!
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, no, even better, Star Wars, baby. They got Black Panther at 9. Also, Star Wars: Empire Strikes Back at 9. I love that.
As we expressed before, it's all about sports, and so everything leads to Sporting KC on Sunday against Minnesota.
There we go.
7 o'clock. You can go with Hartzell at the stadium, and that's where I'll be with my free ticket and free booze. There's a watch party at the International Tap House, Bar K, and Chicken and Pickle, among, I'm sure, many others. So, and plenty of places to watch the game. If they score a goal, you got to do a pickleback shot.
You know what? I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with
well,
that.
Well, you'll be working. You're back.
And? When is that
the
stopping
guy's
before?
Back. He's back.
He's back, baby. Just don't pay me until after we get COVID, because I don't want everyone in unemployment.
Right.
It's a volunteer. This is a volunteer activity.
Yeah, we were about to actually sign a 10-year, $503 million deal with the KC Morning Show, but we had to hold back because Hartzell wants to still collect unemployment. Thanks. All right, man. That's it. I'm going to get out of here.
Is
so
that all you got?
I'll catch you later. The show's about an hour and 17 minutes.
Are we really? Oh, man. People are going to hate it or love it. Hey, vote for us. Plug your socials before you get out of here, huh?
All right. You can go online and find us on social media, KC Morning Show, the KC Morning Show on Instagram.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. I'm at PG Sween if you want my stuff.
I'm at Hartzell.
I won't be tweeting until next week, until I'm off vacation. He's at Hartzell KCMS.
That's not it. It's Hartzell 965.
At Unlabeled Music Services. It's been a pleasure.
The Placeholder Studios sponsors always pending. If that's you, hit us up. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. And again, the Pitch Awards, if you would vote for us as best podcast, I guess you got to nominate us first. And then if we make it to the next round, you would vote. We can't do that unless you do that thing you're supposed to do. So nominate us. And then while you're there, if you want to leave a review, if you want to rate us on wherever you get it on your podcast platforms, you'll be shocked how much it actually does do a thing.
Right, let's wrap it up.
Okay. This guy. Are you playing me off, Johnny? You playing
me off? Oh, my Lord.
How's that feel?
Whoa.
You like that?
Well,
your style is unorthodox, but effective.
Oh, my name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This is KC Morning Show. We'll see you in the morning. Pete, say goodbye.
Smile.
You smell lovely.